Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. If you need a reminder from yesterday, we are here at Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, where God said, note, God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him. The helper suitable for man is woman, of course, and we are coming to her creation. And right about now, you women are probably thinking, yeah, you said we would talk about the creation of the woman, and you're still on the men. When will you get to us? I beg your patience. I am dealing with the first part of God's word. It is not good for the man to be alone. And then we will come to, I will make him a helper suitable for him. As I have said, I hope women will stay tuned as you listen in to what I have to say to men here this week. The bottom line, if you like those, is this. It is absolutely, positively, not a good thing for a man to be alone. It really is not, and this is a reality we know just from being observant of everyday life. Men know this intuitively, even if they will not admit it. Women, we need you, and not just for sex. No, we need you to be our helper, and we will see what that means. Let's not assume what that means. Now, let me not get ahead of myself and take you with me. I want to fulfill my commitment made to you at the end of our time together last time. The main point I was making is that men are made to live in a healthy Christian community of other men. I'll give you some practical examples of this in a bit. But first, let's return to Jesus and the 12 chosen men he brought together to form a community. I told you who they were, and we saw in the Gospels how Jesus called some of them and brought them all together as his chosen traveling band. We began to imagine what their lives were like as they walk and talk, eat together, and sleep out overnight near one another. The disciples argue, fuss, complain, question, and doubt. They defend one another and Jesus. Well, what is one thing men ultimately will do with one another when we are together? Someone says, eat and drink. Well, yes, we certainly do that. But put any group of guys together in community long enough, and you'll get a testosterone-fueled debate about who is the greatest. Sometimes this is all in good fun, and sometimes this turns ugly. When my brother and I were growing up, we had male cousins, three of them, and we played together in a very competitive manner. Bragging rights went to the winner, and I am someone who hates to lose. Well, on the few occasions, note the few times I lost, I could say some real ugly things to the others. Being the greatest, even in a simple game of backyard baseball, was important to all five of us. Transfer boys into manhood, and this usually does not change. In fact, it can get even worse. And sure enough, we find this when the 12 disciples are together with Jesus. Let me read to you from Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 46. This is Luke 9, 46. An argument started among them as to which of them might be the greatest. Classic. These 12 men are together, and what happens? An argument breaks out as to who is the greatest. Typical men. Imagine them sticking their chest out, maybe even physically pushing one another aside. It is me. No, it is me. Now, it may be that your arguing is more refined, brother. you say. Well, I certainly never proclaim with my words by boasting that I am the greatest among the men in my life. Well, how admirable of you. But in your heart, in your mind, what is your attitude? Come on now, be a little honest this midweek. Have you lived as if you are the greatest in your community? I cannot tell you, because I lost count, how many times I have seen today's male disciples of the Lord Jesus have this exact debate in churches. We put together a group of Christian men, sincere, mature men, and even then we get arguments in various forms about who is greater or who is the greatest. Often, prideful men lead churches. Well, Jesus has a message for the 12 and for us. I am reading now Luke 9, verses 46 through 48. An argument started among them as to which of them might be the greatest. But Jesus, knowing that they were thinking in their heart, took a child and stood him by his side, and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you, this is the one who is great." Jesus said, "For the one who is least among all of you, this is the one who is great." What a stinging rebuke. Jesus says, in Christian community, the least is the greatest. God honors the humble, not the proud. What a good and timely word for all of us, with emphasis today on those of us who are men. And this also speaks to a reason why some men avoid being a part of Christian community. You do not like to be in a competitive environment where the others are even subtly expressing their greatness, or where there is disagreement. An argument started among them, says Luke. Well, if you do not like to be with men who are competitive with one another, or who argue, guess what? I totally understand. Ask my wife. Ask people who know me. I find it hard to be a part of a group of men sometimes because I do not enjoy the kind of chest-pumping, braggadocious, even in the form of a friendly teasing, "I am better than you." This is a temperament that's found at, say, the average church's men's retreat. No, thank you. Besides, I am not particularly athletic, so I am not into an afternoon of racing up and down the basketball court, out-dueling each other. Woo! What a shot! I prefer a quiet afternoon of reading my book and sipping my coffee. I am more brains than brawn. And note my tone there, meant to be one of fun. However, I want to stress, we must be careful to avoid using this as an excuse to be dismissive of our need for male friendship, for guys that we can get to know and love, to serve and to pray for, and to have them love, serve, and pray for us. God says of us, "It is not good for the man to be alone." And I believe he meant this more broadly than marriage. God definitely means marriage, but he means more than that. Men need other men. I do not mean that in a sexual, homosexual manner. I mean that in the sense God means it, one of Christian community, men fellowshipping with other men. So let me ask and answer, what are some practical ideas on how Christian men might come together and form a genuine community where we follow Christ? How can we replicate what Jesus had with the 12 we've been reading about? I have three brief ideas, and all of these come from personal experience. There was a time when I did not have such a group of men to which I was a part. Knowing I needed my brothers in Christ, here is what I did. I hope this will be helpful to you or to a man you know who's not listening in today. First, pray about finding such a group of other men. If, for whatever reason, you are a man who is without such a community, ask God, seek God for this. You do not need to pray a wordy, complex prayer. Be simple and direct. God, I want to depend on you to lead me to just the right community. Help me to find them. Amen. First, pray. Second, start by being a part of a Bible teaching and believing local church. Are you not going to church? I want to encourage you, get up and out of the house on Sunday morning and visit some churches. Research them online before you go. Ask around and narrow your search to those who uphold the Bible and teach what the Bible says, as we do here on God Is. Call and ask to speak with the pastor and spiritual leaders. Ask them what they believe about the Word of God. Then go visit on a Sunday morning. If they meet virtually, check out their online service. This is always a good place to meet other Christian guys. Third, if you know of some other Christian men, and especially if they also are out of fellowship, start a new group. Do not be shy about doing this. If you want some advice on how to do this, write to me. Just invite these other men over, or meet at a coffee shop or in a park. Talk. Get to know one another. Pray for one another. Simple prayers with simple faith. Be casual, warm, be loving. Well, these are three practical steps, and will they work? Yes, they will. They did for me. And now I have a group of men I meet with every Friday. We all go to different churches on Sunday, but we meet together once a week for prayer, discussion in the Bible, and yes, we eat. This is of monumental encouragement to me. God said it is not good for the man to be alone. God is right. Brothers, do not be alone. And join me again tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.